It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team shot over 54% from the field Wednesday night, opening up Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play with an 85-65 victory over Seward County Community College inside Arlie Bryan Gymnasium. Four players finished in double figures for Cloud County, led by redshirt freshman MJ Stackhouse with 18 points on 6 of 11 from the field, including 2 of 4 from three-point range. He also chipped in a team-high 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 block shots. The T-Birds improved to 6-1 on the season and 1-0 in conference play, while Seward County falls to 5-2 overall and 0-1 in conference action. Cloud County was held scoreless for nearly 6 minutes to start the contest, trailing Seward County 8-0 early. The T-Birds soon found their groove, putting together a 17-2 run over the next 5.5 minutes to jump up 17-10 with 8:38 remaining in the first half. Cloud County extended their lead to double digits with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Cloud County led by 14 points at the break, 38-24. The T-Birds maintained a double-digit lead the rest of the game. Cloud County was rock solid in the second half, shooting nearly 60% from the field. Freshman forward Deontez Walker joined Stackhouse in double figures with 16 points on 7 of 8 shooting to go with 5 rebounds. Sophomore forward Elijah Savon had a strong game with 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Sophomore forward Samuel Acott chipped in 13 points on 4 of 5 shooting and went 4 of 4 from the free throw line. The T-Birds will be back in action on Saturday, hosting number 17 Barton Community College in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference action at 4 p.m.